Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today's episode is all about growing a network that wants you to win. You know, too often we're used to being in competition with people to kind of get our foot in the door, to share what we're selling, to grow our projects. And honestly, it doesn't have to be that way. There are hundreds of millions of people in the United States. There's billions of people on the planet. In my view, we can always be collaborative instead of competitive, but there are some steps that have to be taken in order for that to happen. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks, my course all about making passive income with eBooks. I'm in love with it. I absolutely love writing my books. I always have something to do, and I'm loving seeing the passive income come in. You can watch the free webinar at michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook, or you can just purchase the course. It's still at the beta price of $167. That price will go up at the beginning of the new year. You don't want to wait on this. Please do not sit on this opportunity. Start writing books, start sharing it with the world. I would love to be your resource for that. Again, Make Money with eBooks. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook. So conference season is winding down and people, you know, are in the process of attending the last big conferences of the year. Sorry, I had a little hiccup there. I'm really excited for this year because I will be attending Denver Startup Week for the third year in a row. Each year has been a little different because the first year I really didn't understand the just what Denver Startup Week was and how it related to what I was trying to do. The second year I had a better handle of it. This year I'm actually running a panel and I'm incredibly excited about running this panel because on my list of things for this year was to either run a panel or speak on a panel during Denver Startup Week. It was kind of interesting how this came about. Basically, one of my friends recommended me to another person who was kind of in charge of making sure the panels were equitable and interesting and had great people on them. And I was recommended. And I just was so excited about this because I originally did not care for how the panels were picked. Sorry, Denver Startup Week, I didn't. And so I was like, I'm not going to turn in a panel because I don't really care for this. And it's interesting that my network got me in front of the people that needed to make decisions about whether or not I could participate. So your network can really open doors, the doors that you originally want to walk through in ways that would surprise you. And this was one of those. I was so excited. And this was really on my list. By the way, I won't be attending FinCon this year. I absolutely love FinCon, but I've been attending it since 2012. And this year there was a conflict with Denver Startup Week, which I was like, you know, this is a free event. It is free. It is an incredible event. And I'm really looking to expand my local network because I'm growing my business. And part of growing my business, I decided, was to really establish myself as a local influencer, leader, and resource. A lot of people are very focused on growing their influence nationally, but really, why wouldn't you start locally and then expand out? So even though I have influence in terms of the personal finance space and other digital spaces, I'd kind of neglected growing my influence in Denver. And I actually know quite a few people, but I didn't really have things set up, my business set up in such a way that I could be like, hey, I'm out here doing these things and I want people to know about it. So that is a huge goal going from 2018 to 2019. By the way, Denver Startup Week is really interesting because it is a really collaborative experience, a collaborative process. Sessions are held throughout the city, primarily downtown. different types of businesses participate, in particular startups, as you would imagine. It's Denver Startup Week. Different innovative business sectors that exist here in Denver, such as the cannabis industry. No, I'm not into cannabis, but that is an industry that is represented during this event. Technology. So there's a lot of tech companies located here in Denver. So there's a heavy tech presence. Food incubators. We have a ton of food products coming out of Colorado. That's incubated. It's not an accident that that's happening. We have resources for people to help really grow their brands. So I am thrilled to be a part of this. I love this event. I do not want to miss this event. Last year, Mark Cuban and Casey Neistat and Charlie Aragon, for those of you who don't know who that is, he is the founder of Dish Network. Last year, he was the richest Coloradan. This year, he's number two. Oh, God. But he used to be the richest Coloradan. And he worked his butt off. He's really an interesting guy, very humble. I'm sorry that my throat is so hoarse. I'm a little hoarse this today while I do this recording. Sometimes that happens. Okay, so we're going to talk about components of a great building a great network. Components of building a great network. The first thing is your network, the people in your network need to be in alignment with your interests. They need to be in alignment so that they understand what you're trying to do. If they're not in alignment, it's going to be really difficult to be on the same page about marketing, about business-related focus, and the list goes on. You really need people in your network to be in alignment with your goals, with your dreams, with your ideas in order to expand your vision. They need to have strengths, skills, and resources that complement what you're doing. So a lot of the people in my network are really good at different things. And it's great because we can all shine without being competition. In fact, because my friends shine in different ways, I can highlight their strengths without ever feeling like that's going to be an issue. Like, I'm not competitive with them. I collaborate. It's the best thing ever. And I would say that if you're in a network of people where you're always competitive, it's going to be really hard for all of you to grow. Instead, I'm able to share what my friends are doing because they're good at things that I'm not. And so if I have someone that I'm helping with a program, service, or good, and they're like, well, I need help with this. If it's something that I'm not strong at, but I know that I have a friend who is, I just refer them to them. That easy. People in your network should be shouting you out. If people aren't shouting you out, that's not good. You want them to share your strengths. That goes back to, again, being in a community with people who have skills that complement what you do. Because my friends complement what I do, and I don't mean give me compliments, but their skills complement what I share with networking and business strategy, it's really easy to be like, hey, this is what my friends are doing. Likewise, you want them to do the same. You want them to be abundance mindset versus scarcity. And that's huge because that means that they never are afraid of your success. You don't want people afraid for you to be successful. So again, abundance mindset versus scarcity. Scarcity, they're like running, trying to grab coins from you. You don't want that. There's hundreds of millions of people just in the United States. If you've got people who are trying to run around scrounging for coins away from you, they should not be in your network. The people in your network should be in the process of becoming defined as the best at what they do. I didn't really think about this until this morning, actually, when I was reading a book that I'm going to share with you in a second. And why would you want to be around mediocre people? I know it sounds harsh, but why would you want to be around people who don't want to be the very best at what they're doing? Because they're the best, you can share that they're the best at whatever it is that they're doing. Winning. Because my throat is so hoarse, I'm going to wrap this up quickly. This week, I'm really excited. I'm so excited. I'm running a webinar called Crush the Conference on Wednesday. You can sign up at michelleismoneyhungry.com/crush. It's all about how to dominate your next conference whether you're an introvert or an ambivert or an extrovert, sometimes extroverts get in their own way, walk through figuring out what your return on investment is for your next conference, how to pick the right conference for you so that you can actually make money. Stop going to conferences and leaving feeling like you just attended an expensive vacation where you had to work and meet people. No more of that. Books to read this week. I've read a couple of books in the past week that I love. The first one, which I'm a little late to, but I just got to, is You're a Badass at Making Money. So definitely check that out. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. You're a Badass at Making Money. And then the next one actually is The 10 Times Rule by Grant Cardone. He's really known for business strategy and sales. And this book in particular resonated with me because it really talks about the amount of work that you realistically have to do in order to win. So that book I will share in the show notes as well. Sorry about the hoarse voice. It's been a long weekend. Really excited to get into fall, share what's going on. I will be recording the next episode once my voice is no longer hoarse. So that should make a big difference as well. Again, check out Crush the Conference. I'm really looking forward to sharing all the things that I enjoy doing to make my conferences rock. I hope you're having a great day, a wonderful morning. Take care. Bye.